and F.
Awesome!
Podcast.
Hey man, you wanna play some video games?
Scott!
Bob! Let's go!
On your mark, get set. Terrible.
Hello, I'm Bob of the BNS Podcast, and today we answer a question. Can the Rodecaster Pro stand up to a dog, a small dog who will not behave? The answer may surprise you.
Actually, this is the BNS Awesome Podcast for all of our listeners who are confused there for a second. And I think as long as we keep him occupado, he'll be fine. Oh, he found a new friend in Bob. That's right. Was scared, pissed himself, and now him and Bob are friends. That's right. I got a dog. Another one.
I don't think he's realized who he's hiding behind right now. If he did, he'd be running away. Your dog ain't too bright, Scott. He may be cute, but he's kind of dumb, just saying it.
Anyways.
I know, controversial statements.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Scott. The fires are under control. How have you been?
Not bad. Busy. We did some Warhammer shit, kind of. I did. You...
Yes, and we'll. I'd like to do a whole episode about that, so maybe we'll do that today or tomorrow or whenever this comes out. I have a lot of things to talk about Warhammer. It's very close to me ever since I walked into a Games Workshop as a 12-year-old man or boy, whatever you want to call it.
Man-child?
I guess I was a boy and now I'm a man-child.
I know. I feel like we're never going to get out of this age. Like,
we're just going to die as really old, ugly, out-of-shape children.
Oh my god, they're gruesomely grotesque.
Like, look at them. They're wearing little propeller hats and tiny little shorts and rainbow suspenders. And
then
they're 80
them,
years old.
You look at them up close and you're like, fuck me. How old is that guy?
I'm told that when I shave my mustache, and I do look at the pictures, when I shave my mustache, I look much younger. The gray hairs from the stress of my job, you can kind of see under my hat. But other than that, I look much younger without the mustache.
Right? He's a working class gentleman, everybody. That's right, ladies. He's single. He's ready to mingle. It's Bob of the BNS Awesome Podcast.
We never actually said what we do for a living, have we?
No, I'm not going to. I'll figure it out.
I'm going to come out and say that I'm a used car salesman.
Hey,
it's not true, but I'm going to say it.
I'm a used porno DVD salesman.
Scott,
these prices are sticking to it.
Scott, how's that market since they invented the internet? It's been bad. Business is real
business
bad.
Business is bad, but it has its ups and downs.
See, I'm lucky, because I think you wouldn't download a car. That's still a couple of years off from people downloading and printing their own cars. That's I got true. That sweet spot. I got a couple more years.
A couple more years as that used car salesman. But yeah, no. Man, Starfield came out. There's like a lot of shit kind of happening right now.
So how do you feel about Starfield?
It's exactly what I wanted.
It's exactly what I wanted. I'm going to play it for like two days and I'll never touch it again.
It's a Bethesda game. It's what I was looking for. Honestly, because like I went back, I replayed Skyrim. I replayed Fallout 4. I just want to fucking loot succulents. That's what I want.
How long are you going to loot succulents for?
I think I already got like 3 days into it. Not gonna lie.
So you got like two more days and you're done.
I got like over, I got over 70 hours. Oh yeah, maybe 100 hours.
So like I say, you're almost done with the game and you will not touch it again for a couple of years.
And then go back to it and beat it. And I'll be like, oh my God, this is what everybody was talking about. It's so great. And then everybody's like, yeah, we told you. And then I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry.
See, I got this. They got the Phantom Liberty is coming out, you know.
Oh, from Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
The new graphics update they did looks amazing.
See, I bought the new Xbox. I downloaded a bunch of games on it, and I have not played it.
Did you play Cyberpunk on it, though?
No. Oh. I can only play the base game because I've downloaded the updates that you wouldn't download onto the old console. But I hate that Xbox. I hate that big rectangle. I hate it.
I love it.
I hate it. It's so stupid. It's like a cheese grater.
It is. It looks just like a... Man, that'd be the best cheese grater ever, though. Imagine how much cheese you'd get off in one pass.
Speaking of cheese, I bought some no-name cheese from the grocery store last night, and it was way better than the brand-name cheese. Like, I like Kirkland cheese. I'm just going to say that.
Right?
I'm a
Cracker
fan.
Barrel?
I'm a Cracker Barrel, screw Cracker Barrel.
Fuck you, Cracker Barrel. We don't want you as sponsors.
This was like a local cheese that was on discount. It was on for like $11. Regular cheese is on for $25 there for some reason.
It's like $11.99 for the block. Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It was great.
Yeah. That's what we usually buy.
I know, but like we don't have that up where I live.
I know. Bob lives in the sticks. I refer to it as the butthole of BC. It is fucking 40 feet past. No, it's crazy. Like, the prices of food suck.
Yes.
As we discussed yesterday. Also, freaking Futurama.
I've only watched a couple episodes. Some of them, I guess, are pretty annoying.
I really enjoyed the first one. I'm not going to lie. There's a part at the end of it where he's like, and that's how we use up all the time. All at once, and boom, it ends. What else have we been doing, Bob?
Well, I went back to Ontario, and I cut down a couple trees, did some somewhat technical work of a technical nature, and I had to get a meter there, a multimeter. It was very difficult to get a fluke around there, so I got a Klein meter. It's a little Klein amp clamp. The price was good, and then I asked one of the electricians at work. I said, well, you know, use Klein tools. You know, he's like, yeah, we use the hand tools, but, you know, it's fluke is the number one. That's why we all use it. You use it. I was like, I know. But I was like, you know, like, give it to me straight. Like, this Klein, he's like, well, since it's an amp clamp, if it shows there's amperes there, I'd believe it. But, like, whether it's 2 amps or 200 amps, I wouldn't trust it.
You might have a shocking result.
You non-tradesman. I mean, car salesman.
Use porn sale.
Cut this out of the episode.
So, what do you want to talk about? We could talk about Warhammer. We could talk about games, movies.
I guess we could just talk about games and movies first, and then we'll once we get into that, we'll get into Warhammer, because I got a lot to whine about. I could whine about my trip even first when we go that.
We could do a whole episode on Warhammer.
We could, but we could also, that's what I was thinking. I always wanted to talk to you about chips.
Chips? Potato chips?
Yes. As long as we're talking about cheese and everything else, let's whine about those too. And restaurants. We'll get on this little whining before we get into things. We'll be a feud review criticizing channel for a second.
That'll be the new episode's name. Feud review.
You know Miss Vicky's chips?
Yes. Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar. Malt, salt and vinegar. Hands down, my favorite salt and vinegar chips.
Okay, so there I am in the airport. Never had Miss Vicky's before. There's a bag there.
I am utterly shocked.
I take a chip. I bite it. It was so seasoned and vinegary, it almost hurt. I was like, man, these are the greatest chips I've ever eaten in my life. And then I had this on the plane. Nothing was working on the plane. And I got a bag of chips on there. I think it was Hard Bites. It was rock salt and malt vinegar. And there's just like, it's nothing to... Nothing to write home about, but those chips are made in Tofino, apparently.
Oh.
And I looked on the back, Miss Vicky's chips are made in Lethbridge.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then I saw, I'll get these Miss Vicky's chips. They're at the grocery store in Elkford. I guess I'll buy some.
Yeah.
So I get the Miss Vicky's chips. I bite it. They're good, but the bag I got, the little bag in the airport, must have been a production error, because like it was not seasoned anywhere near as close as that bag I got.
They're hit or miss. So I'm a huge Miss Vicky's salt and vinegar, malt, whatever, fan. Absolutely love them. That is my go-to chip.
They're hit or miss. That's the thing?
They're either really good or... Sorry. They're not hit or miss. They're always good. I enjoy Miss
Vicky's. Sometimes they're better, is what you're saying. But
yes, there's definitely better productions than others. Sometimes you get them where they're like you said, they're like, oh man, like that like almost is like... too much, but it's like so good.
Exactly. I thought all the chips would be like that.
Yeah.
I was like, where have these chips been all my life?
But sometimes it feels like their like seasoning thing doesn't quite get enough sometimes. But when you get that bag of really good Miss Vicky's salt and vinegars, you're like, holy crap. Like Old Dutch is pretty decent. They're on par with the Kettle Cooked, like on par, but they're just at that par. They don't ever have like a bag that's better. Whereas Miss Vicky's will have like the better bag, if that makes sense.
So what you're saying is you need to go to Lethbridge and start punching people.
Miss Vicky's, if you are listening to this and you want to be a sponsor of the BNS Awesome Podcast, I would 100... if I had one bag of chips to split while we do the podcast, I'm in. You are like, well, you know what? That wouldn't be a bad sponsorship.
He's like, yeah, we had to go to Lethbridge. It took us $60 of gas, and they gave us a bag of chips. It was totally worth it.
Totally worth it. Every minute, just to be like, yep, Miss Vicky's is sponsoring this episode.
I have to take a quick break. I think I got to use the can.
Your shit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put the mic by the door. The atrocities of Bob. And here he is, the man of the minute. Here is your post-poop interview. Well, Bob, less feeling bigger, better?
There was so much blood.
There was so much blood. Well,
from my finger from the previous cut, but still. I had to wash a lot of blood off my hands, finally.
Well, that's
you could cut that out in context and just say, I just went to the bathroom and I had to wash a whole lot of blood off my hands. It's all about the context.
I'm going to leave that whole part in. That's great. Yeah, no.
That's what you get for going to the local A&W. That's what I got to say. Blood on my hands, A&W.
My first thought is why were you using your hand rather than the provided towel or napkins? But hey, I don't judge you. We're not a judging community.
Aye, aye, aye.
So yeah, no, we, what were we talking about?
We're talking about chips at that point.
Chips,
different foods.
Okay, what do you think for a movie? You're watching our new Gary Busey movie with...
Cold Front 2.
Yeah. What's your go-to snack? Is it chips? Is it popcorn?
I really like popcorn to be freshly popped. If I was popping my own popcorn and seasoning it, I would think I'd go popcorn.
I think you're right.
But if I was doing like anything else,
but if I throw on Netflix and I'm just sitting on the couch like kind chips. Of watching, I'm going for the chips.
But then it's hard. It's what do you want? You want Doritos or do you want you want Miss Vicky's?
It depends on the show, I think.
If you're watching, you know, sometime down in Mexico, you're going to eat Doritos is what you're saying.
If I'm watching something
muy caliente.
If I need something on muy caliente, like if I'm watching Sicario, ooh, I'm getting those Doritos. Ooh, that's a good movie. Have you seen Sicario?
I believe that's the one with the guy, you know, the guy with the face.
Mauricio del Toro?
He was in that movie with those Guardians that one time. I understand.
Guardians. Oh, Josh Brolin's in it. Yeah, I forgot he was in it. I guess he's kind of central focal point. I like Bautista del Toro in it. But yeah, no. So, no. We just taking it easy now.
Yes, we just finished working on somebody's hot tub.
Yeah, hot tub's back.
We don't know who it was. We were just in some guy's backyard.
He doesn't know it's running yet, but he'll figure it out. But yeah, hot tub's running.
I gotta say, this is gonna be controversial, but I hate hot tub manufacturers. Their craftsmanship is just awful.
So there's a light, and like where they put the light, you can see where they just like grabbed like a, I don't know what the hell you call it, like a circular... Circular bit, and they just punched through. They didn't look where it was going through, but they cut through like one of the supports. So it's just a round hole through one of the supports, and that's where you put your light in. I was like, what the fuck?
And then you're... Control/heater is only held by one bolt because they didn't put it in the right spot.
Ah, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. He's like, I'm just gonna whatever they do wrong. It's fine. It's fine.
Catches on fire. It's fine.
Beachcomber. It's fine. Oops. We named them.
Yeah. No. So yeah, have you been playing games?
Yes, I've been playing FGO. It has consumed my life. It is the new Destiny.
I could see that. Have you played anything else other than? If for people that don't know, that's Fate Grand Order.
Those are the no-no.
Steve knows. You know Steve? That one guy? That's it, though? Just Fate?
Well, you know, I've been playing... I still play 76.
Yeah. Are you gonna hop into Starfield?
No.
Why not?
I have no interest.
Why?
I do not care one way or the other. I just don't.
I feel like it's the game for you.
I feel like it's the game for you. See, that's the thing. Is people think it would be the game for me, but it just isn't.
You like Destiny.
Yes.
You like Fallout.
Yes.
If those two were to fuck and have a baby, you get Starfield.
Sure.
I'm just saying. There's lots of lore.
Yeah, I don't like the lore. That's the problem.
You love lore.
I don't like the lore of Starfield.
Well, you don't know that, though. You can't say you don't love it until you get into it.
You can know the lore of a setting without playing the game.
Stop contradicting my valid points. I'm enjoying Starfield, honestly. Like, it's...
Ooh, that reminds me. I saw a couple movies.
Oh, let's hop to movies then. Bob, what did you watch?
I watched the Super Mario movie and Guardians 3, and I was like, Super Mario was like, I guess it's okay.
I have not yet seen Super Mario, but I did watch Guardians 3. I enjoyed it. Man, it was heartwarming. Was it?
What do you think about what's going on with DC right now and James Gunn? That's a slow motion...
Oh, train wreck? I don't know. You want it to work out for them, but...
It's not gonna.
It's not.
I think we can actually get into this, because this podcast right here is... We just jumped the train crash.
Have you ever seen Nitro Circus? We're the Nitro Circus of the train era.
Anywho.
Any who's?
This is actually related to games, Starfield, and movies. Okay. Like, remember last time we were complaining about how... You know, development cycles are putting out all these incomplete games and all the problems. Well, it's come to my attention that whoever does, what is it, Invictus, who does Saints Row?
Yes. Or Vision. Was it Vision? Anyways.
Anyhow, their parent company bought out a whole bunch of game studios, and then they realized they couldn't pay for all these game studios, so then they shuttered the game studios, some of them, and then just laid a whole bunch of people off at the other one. So basically, you want to control everything, you don't have the money to control everything, and then you just destroy the studios, because corporate greed is literally destroying everything we love and hold dear.
What was the other one? The THQ, was it THQ Nordic that bought up a bunch of stuff too?
Yeah, so they're all, it's, you gotta look to the parent company though, because like five corporations are trying to buy the whole world essentially.
Yeah, true enough. McDonald's, Walmart.
No.
Steve Jobs, Bezos.
You just go mention the ones that people always use to deflect. We all know the big ones, what they are. So studios and games are just being canceled because of the corporate greed. It's great.
That really sucks, actually.
That hits me where I work, because we're going through similar things.
Hopefully our evil robot overlords.
There's something that exists. It's making money. Then you... buy all of them, realize you can't pay for them, then you just shut them down. How? In what world does that make sense? You shut down profitable studios.
I don't know.
Out of just, let's destroy things and make a dollar. Let's just go in there, get to it good, shutter the rest, and leave with the profits of the stocks. I love it.
I feel like we're on to something here, Agnew.
It's really depressing.
It kind of is. Yeah, they...
And this will lead into our Warhammer discussion at some point in future episodes.
I hate it when they do that, because there's so many games that you're like, man, that looks really good. It looks like it's going in a really good direction. And then they're like, cut it off. It's a lot more now from what I've seen. Like, I remember reading through IGN and it was like top 100 games that were canceled mid-production. Like, there was the Batman Gotham by Gaslight.
Like the 1800 ones?
Yeah. And it was like pretty much close to being done.
Well, they've shuttered completed movies these days too.
I know. They did that with the Johnny Depp, Forrest Whitaker movie there about Tupac, because that was when Johnny Depp was being defamed. By that crazy bitch Amber Heard.
Oh, you mean Aquaman?
Like, my dog bit a bee. I don't fucking know what she said. God, I watched... You know what? They have the whole trial on Netflix.
That's a problem in and of itself.
But it was actually quite good. And it's kind of crazy to see the fucking steps that she went through to, like, just destroy somebody. Because all she was trying to do...
Yeah.
And whether... He's not a saint in all this either. He definitely fucked up along the way.
Oh, what are you saying about Captain Jack Sparrow? He's been drinking.
He's been drinking.
But to see the, like I said, the lengths that she went through to like completely destroy him, and it has completely backfired on her, is one of the best things I've ever seen.
Has it completely backfired?
Oh, he definitely has lost money.
And she, it's the whole situation just insane.
She's not working anymore.
Give it time.
Yeah. But I don't know. I hate seeing that. People are so fucking evil nowadays.
I'm gonna say something, Scott, something controversial. I think they've been evil since humanity existed.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I'm gonna make a deep cut callback to the Roman Empire and before.
Whatever happened there? Those were good people. No, I'm one of those people that I want to see the good in life and the humanity. And I just hate seeing, like, it's just, why be so shitty to each other, right?
Because they can.
Well, that's what it is. It's usually because of greed and money, 100%.
We're starting to sound a lot like communists, Scott. We need to destroy the capitalist order. No, I believe capitalism's okay, but we do not have free market capitalism.
No.
We got crony capitalism. It's just as good, only worse.
Only worse. It's just as good, but worse. Sorry, that was just a little rant of mine. I just got pissed off about it. Anyways, I've been painting a ton of minis.
Oh, now we're just going to skip right over. We're skipping over.
What are we skipping over?
We're going to get into talking about a hammer, I think.
No, we're not. We're just going to talk about painting minis for now.
Oh, he's painting minis.
So.
Oh, my God, it's Cyberpunk on the TV.
On the TVs. Edge runners. People that have to poop. That run real fast. Get it?
Yes.
They're like on the edge.
Filter in the... You know what really bothers me? There's this one particular...
What grinds your gears?
There's this one particular song from Cyberpunk. It's like an upbeat version of the... I guess they call it... It has different... There's pretty much the same song with different motifs, with different names in the soundtrack.
Okay.
Like sometimes it's called Spoiler. Sometimes it's... It's referred to as the theme, but there's a higher speed, more octane version of the song.
Okay.
I cannot find it online.
But you want to.
Yeah, it's really bugging me. I want to find that one version, and they use it as a meme. I'll show you the meme, and then you can understand what I'm talking about. So we could take a quick pause, I guess, and I'll show you this meme. Upbeat version of the theme that
I got you, yeah. And then it goes to the lesser one. It's like,
no, that's not part of the song.
Oh, okay.
One's just Cyberground background music, and the other one's the actual theme.
Oh, I got
that's
you.
That's the joke. They go to when they do the punchline, they start playing the high octane combat music.
I got you. No, it's.
I also like Rebel Path. Which is Johnny's theme, I guess.
It had, you know what? For all the shit it took, like I said before, it was a good game.
Yeah, it is a good game, and the music's great.
It's phenomenal.
Rebel Path, the cello version, my God.
Everything they did on that game was good. You know what really fucked it up? When they were like, everybody was like, oh no, we can't only put it out for the like PS5 and the Xbox X or S. I was like, that's bullshit. If we know it's not going to work well, why would... money and greed.
It works fine.
Now. Just
on the older ones.
Now.
Except, I don't know, it probably doesn't work on the PlayStation, but I wouldn't know. I'm not going to play it on PlayStation.
No. It just... It kind of frustrated me that they went that way and it took this long. Like, man, it's a year and a half
now? And this is the last update it'll supposedly get, last major update.
Yeah.
Then they'll be doing Cyberpunk 2!
2078.5.
Yeah, just 1 year in the future.
Well, we're back. What's happened?
V, you're still alive! And you have a new hat!
That's a fancy hat. And then it's just going to be a story about how he got his hat from Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson and Cyberpunk, that would sell a gazillion copies. Just saying. If anybody hears this...
Bad guy Harrison Ford. 100%, man. You could put Liam Neeson, Gary Busey, and fucking Ding Dong there in anything, and it's going to sell.
Keanu Reeves will be upset that I didn't get called back for the sequel.
Keanu Reeves.
What is, are they going to just do the same plot, only it's Gary Busey in your head this time?
I don't know. Hey, we should start a video game studio and just come up with these like ridiculous things.
I'm pretty sure you need programmers. And coders. It's hard to just get the drawing into the computer. That's the hard part.
Have you ever seen Zoolander? You just open it up the computer and put it inside.
The files are in the computer.
That's all you gotta do. You write it and you put it in and it works.
Sheila, I need you to go to my home office. It's a casserole. It'll keep. I'm cutting some lines out, but you know.
We got it. I got it at least. That was great. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The writer's strike looks like it might be ending.
Damn, I was hoping they'd just keep going and then they get rid of all the people ruining Hollywood. I mean,
we would get in there.
We could be scabs.
I'm in. They're like,
blacklisting is overrated.
They're like, oh my God, these guys are geniuses. They put Gary Busey and them in everything.
I just wanted to play something for a second so you can hear the greatness of Rebel Path. Because I know you don't follow soundtracks as much as I do.
It's kind of crazy how good the soundtrack is.
I do like Rebel Path. I like all the music in Cyberpunk. I really like music. I've had that problem ever since I was in that instrumental band.
So I remember you telling me that you didn't think you were going to like Cyberpunk.
Well, I didn't think I'd like it as a game because there was no co-op. But then do you realize what they were going for with the experience? It makes sense.
So
it's designed as a solo player game.
100% it is. Ooh, this is good. But yeah,
I do like the lore of Cyberpunk. I like the game. I like the anime accompanying it.
You said all that stuff was like, I'm not interested in that stuff with this. Remember?
Yeah, because I didn't want to get into it because it's just one more thing to fill my brain up with Lauren. And it's in there now.
I know. So now I think about Starfield. I'm like, he's going to eventually touch it?
I've already looked at it.
You're just going to like lick the tip of your finger and just touch it a little bit and you're going
to
be like,
do you see me rushing to, you know, I have an army, parts of an army for old Warhammer. Do you see me running to Age of Sigmar with like my hands in there screaming, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe. That's Bob, one of Bob's gripes with Warhammer. That's for a whole other episode.
I got lots of gripes. If you get paid for whining, it could be a full-time job for me.
Man, we should do a whole episode on Warhammer.
Yes.
I could get my other buddy John to come, see if he wants to be on it, because he's big into Warhammer.
Regular Warhammer, not 40K?
Both. He likes both.
Oh, so he swings both ways.
He likes 40K. He just started playing Age of Sigmar because we had a tournament in town where we live. So yeah, we could talk about that.
What about 30K?
I don't know. I am the Warhammer virgin here.
Yes, I think we'll be talking about that when we talk about the episode because somebody didn't realize that a war game had lore, and that was so absurd to me. I would have never considered that. And then he just came up to me and he said, I didn't realize there was a backstory to this miniature game.
Hey.
And I looked at him. I looked at that nameless guy with that look of like incredulence. I was like, I was having a little bit of an aneurysm.
Bob, I run hard and fast and in different directions at all at the same time. Have you ever seen like, okay, imagine a shotgun shoots a shell and then when it gets out, it just shoots every direction. Like you might die. That's how I go. That's how my...
So well, you're basically a Galahorn.
Yeah.
That's a good old Destiny deep cut. They took my Galahorn away when the tower exploded.
And that's when I gave up on that. I have said so many bad things about that game, and I will never not say any bad words about that game, especially after the time we put in. You a lot more than me, but for a good 2 years of our lives... We spent hundreds of dollars to get every update, every expansion. We played hard.
Yeah, it's back when we had an actual clan and we're a competitive team. But then it's impossible to play at a high level as a single player in that game.
Yeah.
You can try as vain as
Even
all
as
you
a
want.
Duo, you can't.
No, you need to have full teams. Everything's scaled. They scaled everything for power gamers. Yeah. We're just chaining supers off each other. So unless you can chain supers off each other.
Which you can't. it's disgusting that they took something that me and you actually formed a friendship on and have made it so it's just, we started the podcast almost because of it. Like, it was such a part of our lives and they just stripped all the fun away from it. and made it a just they made it free to play, so everything is has paywalls. You can't do anything now. You can't play the game properly.
No, and cutting all the content was also
it's really shitty to see. So I have really big gripes with that whole game, and I will never buy another one. It's yeah.
So they screwed up 343 and they screwed up Bungie. What a legacy for Halo.
Right? No, it's crazy. Yeah, Bungie, if anybody from Bungie is listening to you, fuck you.
You know, they're not that far from us. They're just down in Seattle.
I know. Don't make me go down there.
If you really wanted to, I'm sure we could just, like, put a paper airplane over at him and might get one in the eye.
Ow! My eye!
That was the one plus side of always being close to where the servers are, is that the game ran pretty good.
It did. Not gonna lie. Like, man, I just, it was so good. Like, I really enjoyed it, and I really had a good time playing it. Like, we had friends on there, like, just from playing it.
Yeah, and then you lose touch with them, and you're like, I wonder if Immobilize is still alive. I don't know.
There was Immobilize, and what was his son's name? There was the two of them. There was Immobilize, and that it was either a dad or a son. I can't remember. And there was, like, Black Scarlet. There was Jordan. Jordan, yeah, he spelled it funny. But, yeah, like, we had friends that we had made through that game, and they just destroyed it. It's so irritating to me. Sorry.
It is upsetting.
That's a rant and a half. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to... Oh, wait. We were talking about movies, weren't we?
We're talking about everything. This is a real cluster pod.
That's fine.
It's like we shot one topic into the air, and then the casing came off, and just topics
bomb.
Flew out
cluster
everywhere.
Bomb.
Yeah. There were no survivors in the audience.
No. So, yeah. I'm thinking, because like you said, what you want to do a big Warhammer one. What if we did like a three, maybe four part Warhammer episode, where one is talking about painting, one is talking about the miniatures, one is talking about the game itself, and then we talk about the goods and bads.
You forgot one. We'll do one about lore first, because I got a lot to yell about.
So, okay, sorry. Lore. Well, we could do lore at the end, right? Painting, minis, game, lore.
Well, these ones we should probably do some video for if we're going to be doing minis. So we'll go get the camera equipment.
I feel like we have been slacking.
Well, of course we've been slacking. Someone's got a dog. He's got a full-time family.
Dog, family, fucking fires.
We were living through the apocalypse. And a major coronavirus, which is, it's coming back apparently, baby. Lockdown's 2.0. Will they fall for it this time? Who's to say?
We still put out podcasts, surprisingly. We had like 5 months where we didn't. Probably, eh? But we're back.
We're back on a somewhat irregular schedule.
I'm fine with, but we're still doing it. And you know what? I love doing this. I love podcasting.
And I love Warhammer. So let's take some footage. We can get some real low angles and make the minis look big.
Man, it looks so big in your small hands.
They can see our painting skills, and people are like, thin your paints! Thin your paints!
No, I don't use though. I don't use that Citadel stuff. Freaking Citadel pigs. I have better ways of doing things.
Ooh la la, Scott Bingington.
Good old army painter. That's how I roll. It's meant for the everyman.
It's meant for the regular Joe, the filthy casual of sorts.
Some sort of filthy casual, some might say.
Is it you? Is it me? Guess who?
Everybody knew it was me. Everybody. We should. There you go. There's another movie idea. You could do a movie about the filthy casual, and call it The Filthy Casual.
That's a movie I would never want to direct or watch.
Really? It would just be a movie about me. And then at the end of it, I just beat a game. And everybody's like, oh my God, he did it. the crowd goes wild, and Gary Busey comes up to me. He's like, oh my God, you fucking did it. You did a good job. And then out of nowhere, guess what happens? Take a guess.
What's the twist?
Guess what happened? You got to guess. You got to at least try.
That wasn't the actual ending of the game. There was more to go on. That was just like the credits roll the first time, but that's not the real ending. And then you just drop the controller and walk away.
Nope. End scene is, it's Harrison Ford. And he's like, what he doesn't know is that there's a part two. And then that cut to black.
So essentially I was right, only without Harrison Ford.
Yeah, yeah. You should know whenever there's a bad guy involved with me, Harrison Ford is in it. But anyways,
what did Harrison Ford ever do to you?
It rhymes with grape. Mind grape. I had to sit through that fucking Crystal Skulls movie.
See, I never watched it, and I never will, and I'm not watching this new one either.
Good.
See, as far as I'm concerned, 1, 2, 3, that's it. You got, yeah, the first one, the prequel, the sequel, that's it.
Great. All good.
Never watched any of them. I have no desire to watch it. No, I really don't.
Don't. I don't know. For the BNS Awesome Podcast.
Don't watch the new Indiana Jones movies. They're all awful.
He's either going to crash. I think he's going to die by crashing a plane. After Bob showed me some stuff. I think he's dying from crashing a plane. We're going to lock in our vote. And we'll see you all next time.
Thank you for listening.
Have a great day.